Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Oh Boy, the podcast. I'm Joe.
I'm Cody. What's going on?
And I'm Lex.
And today, I am being interviewed about the college program, the Disney college program.
By your two favorite people in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
There's pretty much never been two better interviewers.
Yeah.
But we have an interesting perspective because Lex and I have never done it. So we have a lot of questions from just the things that we gather from, you know, the people that we know. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we've ever had like a really in-depth rundown of like what goes on and how it is to live there. And so Joe's going to dig through his experiences and give us a little insight as to what that looks like.
Fun fact, we met on my first college program.
We did.
Outside of Dinosaur on my birthday.
You were wearing a really cute sweater.
He was wearing his classic oversized Joe sweater with some skinny jeans.
Yeah.
But he was happy back then.
Oh my
god. Oh my god.
Then we became friends and we ruined it.
But we wanted to do it this week because this is cast member week for us. We are doing some fun things for cast members. If you are watching, you can see we have our college program alumni tees that are dropping this week. We made some fun cast member cards to give out to cast members to give magic to the magic makers. So in honor of that, we were like, hey, Joe, you did a CP. We don't know anything about the CP. There's probably people who don't know anything about the CP and want to know.
Should we pause? This is definitely going to fall off the table.
Oh, Joe's mic's about to fall off. But yeah, so in honor of all that, Joe, we just wanted to pick your brain, let other people find out more information about it. I know, like one of the big questions is, like, how to get in, mm-hmm. What's it like, all those things. So we're going to go through that and give us your honest answers.
Oh, yeah, I'll be very honest.
First off, we should say what the college program is for anyone who doesn't know.
Well, let's kick it off. The Disney College Program is a 4 to 7 month internship program located at the Walt Disney World Resort near Orlando, Florida, and the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California. This program has 3 key components: living, learning, and earning. For living, participants live in company-sponsored housing with people from all over the country as well as the world. For more information about the program and housing fees, you can go to the college program website. For learning, participants take part in college-level coursework and may have the opportunity to earn college credit. And for earning, participants work in frontline roles in our theme parks and resorts, gaining real-world experience and exposure to the operations of a Fortune 500 company. Obviously, that is from Disney's website.
I was like, you sounded so professional.
That was not written by us. And there are a couple different ones. There's spring, spring advantage, fall advantage.
I think they even now might have another option. I think I heard that there was like an option. I don't know if it's only if you're an alumni or not, because I know alumni can come back for a summer opportunity for like only from June to August. But then I think now they have like a weird like overlapping one too.
Hmm. Okay, and what's the difference between advantage and not advantage for those at home, me, who don't know?
So non-advantage is the shorter internship where it's like, I believe 4 months or a little bit shorter. And then the other one, like the advantage one, extends you basically through the summer. So you overlap.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Good to know.
So why did you, before we go into anything else, why did you want to do the college program?
So I mean, I knew that when I was applying for different colleges, I knew that I wanted to give it a shot because I like wanted to work for Disney. I always had like the idea in my head, like, oh, that would be a nice place to work, because I knew I wanted to live down here. And I was like, what other reason would there be for me to live down here except to like go to Disney or like work at Disney? And like, I gave it a shot when I was in college, like just applied for it, honestly, without ever intending to go while I was still a student. I applied because I knew it didn't hurt you if you applied and then said no if you got accepted. And I just really wanted to like know what the like application process was like, if it was actually like difficult or if it was something that like was easy for me to do or that I felt like I was good at. And then I got accepted during my second year of school. I applied during the fall and then I got accepted for spring advantage of 2017. 19. Yeah. And I was like, oh wow, I got it's the kind of thing where like you if you apply without intending to accept and then you get accepted, it's like, oh well, like I really want to go now. And so I like talked to everybody I knew at my school because we also had like a Disney club on campus where
did you really?
Yeah, like
were you the leader of the club?
No.
Were you in it at all?
I was in it because we would like play Disney games, Disney trivia, we would like watch a movie a week. Like it was just like so
what?
Like it was
this
just
is why
like,
I knew I should have gone to college.
Yeah.
Joe, start the
I have no
here.
Regrets. The only thing I regret about not going to college is that I missed like that college experience. And granted, I was probably wouldn't have done that in the years that I was your age.
You probably weren't going to Disney.
I probably wouldn't
clubs.
Have been in a Disney club.
Yeah, tequila club.
Maybe we should start one.
I was going to say, Joe, start one.
Let's
here.
Start yeah. a post-life one. Done with college in your whenever. Doesn't matter what age you are.
Yeah.
Is but, that kind of what the Lost Bros is?
A little bit.
We need more. We need movie night, though. We need trivia. Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know.
And, like, aside from, like, all the fun stuff that we did there, like, we had, like, someone who was, like, a faculty member who, like, was, like, the advisor of the group. And they, like, also part of their job was to, like, if anybody was trying to apply for the Disney College program and they wanted to get college credit for it, she would kind of, like, help you. And they also had like set something up with the sociology department at my school where like you were able to get credit through them, at least like 6 credits, and then if you wanted you could possibly get additional credit if you were able to like get that through either your own department or somewhere else on campus, or just like make it work to the best of your ability. And so I did, like, I got 6 credits through sociology. I had to read a book and write a paper, and I got 5 credits for literally just working at Disney, like my internship hours. And then I also got another 6 credits for kind of like the same thing. But mainly like I took collegiate courses, which we'll get into in a little bit, on my college program, which can count for college credit if you get them like, you know,
okay,
worked
see,
out.
Yeah, this was always the most curious thing to me. Yeah. It's like, how do you decide in college? Like, all right, I want to take time off to
that's
go
the thing.
Do this and yeah. I'm going to finish school later than I had planned.
Right.
Like, you basically can keep getting those credits while you're doing it. So, yeah, I didn't know that.
Like, there's a couple of different options. So, like, you could literally take online classes through your school and do none of the Disney ones and, like, just go about, like, your regular coursework as is, but also do the internship if that works for you. You can go my route and possibly get credit through the collegiate courses that you can take through Disney and also other areas of credit that you can get at your school. And so I did that option and I was able to get 12 credits, which worked out because I think I took 18 credits one semester and I should have been doing like 15 a semester to like have every semester just be like not too crazy. But I got 18 one semester, so I was able to take slightly less the next one. And I got 12 credits for going to Disney for 6 months and working and taking my 2 classes. And what else was there?
So you graduated like as you would have normally.
Yeah, like I was scheduled to graduate in 3 years, and I still was able to do that even going to Disney for a semester.
Whoa. See, yeah. I thought it like puts everything on hold, and you can just something you can only do if you're in college.
Yeah. You could do that. Some people do that because they just like, if I went the route of taking online courses, like I like really tried in school, so like I knew I like would not be able to keep up with it, or like I would just have a really like not a good time like on my college program, because like you really are like there kind of to have fun, work, but like also have fun. And like I would probably just like wouldn't have done anything fun like my whole college program, because I would have like been studying or like doing homework, and that's something that some people could do, but I don't think I could. I don't think I would have enjoyed it. But yeah,
crazy. That's all stuff I did not know.
The application process.
So this was very, like, I've heard, like, before, like, I actually applied, like, I heard, like, general things about it. Like, honestly, I didn't think it was going to be too difficult, and it really wasn't for me personally. You fill out, like, your job application. You put down, you have an option through Disney Careers, so like link it with your LinkedIn account and like just basically have all of your like resume like automatically populated, or you can just type in all your job experience, you know, your education, stuff like that, and like basically just fill out the application. And then shortly after is when, like, honestly, it really just depends. I think I immediately, like, found out maybe within a day or so later that I got the web-based interview, because it really is just, like, it's just a computer that scans mm-hmm. your resume, and, like, mm-hmm. then they decide if you're going to go on to web-based interview. Which,
is there anything wacky on it? Anything that people should expect that they're not expecting? Or is it really just, like,
it literally is
work,
like,
history, education,
just that.
Address, name.
Yeah. It's, like, they ask you that stuff. And then
they ask you like situations, like if you're at work, like if this happens, would you do this or whatever? Cause like, I know when I was applying to be a cast member that like, yeah. when I got the web-based interview, it was like the same question, but we like worded three different ways, mm-hmm. like throughout the whole interview. Was that yeah. how it was?
Yeah. So like typically I've never really heard of anybody not getting a web-based interview. I don't think, I don't know. I don't know. Molly, have you?
Yes.
Lots you have. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't even get the web-based didn't after know the that. Application.
There was a thing during my season and before that it was just, it was like a, they called it something, but you just got stuck in purgatory, basically.
Huh.
Whoa.
Okay, so.
Interview gate.
Maybe that does happen, but.
I think now it's better.
Yeah. But, so yeah, I got moved on to the web-based interview, and that, like Lex was saying, is honestly just, like, a bunch of different questions. A lot of them are semi-repeating, or they sound like the same question, but based on your answer, it could be, like, they're looking for you to, like, you know, say, basically, like, kind of keep along the same...
Be consistent.
And everybody says, like, answer the questions, like... honestly, as you truly would reply, and I have to say that I don't know that I fully agree with that, because you're applying for a job, like, if you're going to answer a question that is like, I am often late to work, agree or disagree, and you agree, like, I'm like, you know, like, A, like, be more
that's
on time
like
for work.
That's your duty, though. If you're, yeah. if you're a late person, you have to say you're a late person because you don't deserve the job.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I would err more on the side of saying you're not a late, if you really want the job. Like, I don't know if that's wrong to say, but like maybe like train yourself to be on time, or like be more like responsible with being on time, and then just like.
I think the responsible thing to say here is the expectations of you in this role are high.
Yeah.
And you'll be held accountable for it. And if that's not a pressure you succeed under or are acclimated to generally,
yeah.
maybe the interview process will weed you out.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't answer, like, any of the questions, obviously, like, you know, if you're going to answer, like...
Joe's just saying lie.
No. If you're going to answer slightly, like, more, like, on the side of, like, showing yourself in a positive light, even if there may be things that you don't truly always do,
that's a plan. That's, like, every job interview
yeah.
ever.
It's, like, have the plan to, like, actually be responsible in your job and, like, you know, show up to work on time, like... you know, do your job and, like, you know, do it well. But, like, if you're, like, just gonna, you know, obviously not do your job, then...
I feel like you're Michael Scott when yeah. he was like, yes, I have flaws. And he like, was yeah. like, I love too hard. I care too much. I care too much. Like,
I don't know.
Are there any questions on it that stick out? Like, any super wacky questions that, no. like, you remember him being like, what the heck are they asking me right now?
No, and I think that's the thing, too. It's like, that's my thing. It's like, all the questions on there, like, I consider myself a fairly responsible person, and, like, I do what I'm, like, asked to do, and I, like, I don't really, you know, and I answered all the questions, like, the questions were just like, oh, like, yeah, like, I'm always on time, like, yeah, like, I, you know, do, like, whatever it is, like, I don't, like, if they put you in a situational question where it's like, oh, if, like, you know, you're busy doing something, but then, like, a guest, like, needs help with mm-hmm. something, like, you know, what would you do, and stuff like that, and it's, like, you know, just, like, it's just, like, I don't know, it's just, like, being a good yeah. person, I don't know.
It sounds,
it's
like to the same one that I took.
Yeah, it's, it like, I didn't think it was similar. Hard, I mean, it was just, like, I just answered truly, honestly, and, like, I don't know.
Huh. So then, after that, after you do that, like... you get the email back that, like, you're good to go, or, like, if they accept it? Because for me, it was, okay, you've passed that interview, now come in for the face-to-face interview, because they have to, like, check to see how's right. your hair, how you are in person, and all that stuff. So for you, what was it like?
A web-based interview, and I think I'm pretty right about this, is, like, typically, like, because it really is just like a test, and like I'm pretty sure they have like some kind of threshold. If like, okay, you get this score, like, mm-hmm. then you're good to go on and automatically going to be getting a phone interview. I'm not sure if that happens for everyone, but like I think it is like that, where, you know, you pretty much find out if you're getting a phone interview right after or not. At least that's how it was for me. For both times that I applied, like, I knew right away, I got the email the next day, if not, like, a couple of hours after taking the web-based interview, to set up my phone interview. And that's what happened both times for me. I don't know if that happens for everybody, but...
So then what was the phone interview like?
That, you know, they give you a couple different options to pick your best available time. And the phone interview, I think so the first time my phone interview, it was really... Also, I forgot to mention, during the actual application process, I forgot to mention that you are, you know, presented with a list of all the college program roles, and you rank them as far as like your interest level in them, or if you have no interest in them. So definitely look at the college program roles on the website. I don't know if they're the same during my program as they are now, because I know some of them change, or they make, or they take away certain ones or bring back certain ones. Like, I remember front desk or like concierge was available for a long time. Then they took it away, and I don't know if it's back now, but that was a thing. And to be very honest, do not indicate interest in a role that you truly have no interest in, because there is a very, you honestly have no idea if you're going to get it, if you're going to get it or not. Like, if you have no interest in like housekeeping, if like, you know, it might be too like much on, like, I could never do housekeeping, I like, because I think it would like literally kill me, and I don't think I would be, like, my body can handle it, and I just think that's it, like, I get winded, like, you know. So I just, oh, no. It's just hard. And so I said absolutely no interest in that, because God forbid I got that. Like, I couldn't do that. Oh, no. Even better example, lifeguarding. Terrified of blood. I cannot swim very well, like, alone.
I wish it caught there. I cannot swim.
And so I, like, if they're, like, they make you get, like, CPR trained, which I was at one point in my life because I had to for high school. And they make, like, you have to be okay with, like, providing first aid, and if a child is bleeding, I'll be the first one to pass out. So that's not good for me. So I would say no to that. And honestly,
I like how he says that's not good for me, yeah. As if the injured child.
Yeah, like, I'm so sorry. But I remember my first application, I only indicated interest in, honestly, I think three roles.
What were they?
Seater or host at a restaurant, photo pass. And,
oh my God.
Yeah. And I don't even think quick service. I think there was one other thing. I can't remember what the other thing was, but it was like three options. I didn't choose attractions at all because I felt like that was too technical for me. And I don't know how any attractions cast member can do it, because I would be scared for my life. And there's just too many things that could, I don't know, scare me. And also, you could technically, a lot of people don't know this, parking does count as attractions. So if you're applying for attractions and hope to get like Big Thunder Mountain, you don't know where you're getting assigned until like very close to when your arrival date is.
Yeah.
And you can very well get parking. And like, obviously, people who work in parking love parking, and like, you know, no shade. But like, if some people do get their hopes up that they're working on like
a
theme park attraction, and, you know, then later on down the line we'll be like, oh no, like, I'm not, like, I'm gonna not come, like, you know, I'm not doing this, and that's just, you know, not good. So definitely only indicate interest in roles that you truly have interest in or like are qualified for, and. Or, like, if you really just don't care and you really want to, like, go for whatever and you really just want to try, then you can indicate interest in whatever you want, but to each their own.
See, I heard that's, like, the easiest way in, if you're, like, just dying to get in, yeah. If you put interest in, like, all of them.
Yeah.
Then it's, like, you're pretty much almost, like, if your interviews go well, like, you're pretty much guaranteed to get in. But, like, yeah, if you're not really down with that, don't be clicking those.
Yeah. But then during the phone interview is when, like, they'll ask more questions based on, like, your previous work experience, There are some specific questions to each of the roles that, like, you have applied for. Mm-hmm. You honestly, even if you don't get any questions asked about a role that you have indicated interest in and you didn't interview for it at all, you very well can still get put in one of those roles. And you just don't know. So, yeah.
So then after that, you have the interview, you hang up the phone, then what?
Then it really kind of depends. Both times for me, I honestly think that, like, because the first time I applied, I really was not looking to actually, like,
go.
I heard back a week later. I also applied towards, like, the very end of, like, applications, and I had no idea about, like, the waves of acceptances or, like, what any of it was like. I truly just had no idea. And I heard back a week later. It was towards the end of, you know, the acceptance, like, the application window. And I got my, like, top role choice, which was Cedar. And then that's where I made the decision, obviously, to go. But the second time I applied, after I graduated, which, fun fact, if going for the Disney College program during college, it is not, like, something that's feasible for you, you can also apply up to 6 months after you graduate.
Oh, cool.
And be able to go after you graduate. You can also, what I did was applied the last semester I was in school, so that I would be able to go, like, during after graduation. But then also, like, if I didn't get that, I could have applied again. To be able to go even later, as long as it was 6 months after I graduated.
Yeah. Fun fact, Joe basically went from graduation to here.
Yeah. Literally, right? Like, within, like, a week and a half. Yeah.
Got out. That's amazing.
Now he's here.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple questions. Waves of acceptance. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that means, like, so many people will get accepted on a Monday, and then on a Friday or the following Monday, mm-hmm. another group of people get accepted. Okay.
Yeah, so, like, and if you're in any of, like, the CP Facebook groups of, like, Fall Advantage 2020 or something like that, and, like, you know, you're all applying together and you're all like, oh my god, did anybody get accepted today, or, like, whatever. People going crazy when they hear, like, someone's possibly going to, like, push out a wave of acceptances that day from, like, one of the recruiters on Twitter. and, like, you know, you can still be, like, in progress. And you might never get out of that phase. It might never turn to, like, oh, no, you didn't get it, or no, you did. You might just, like, forever be, like, pending, which is something that does happen. But, like, yeah, typically, like, the waves of acceptances all happen, like, at one time when they, like, know more about, like, oh, like, did, I guess, like, X many people, they, you know, obviously they're accepting typically with anything, like, even, like, when you go on a flight, like, they take more people than they can actually hold with the anticipation that people are going to, like, deny it and say no. So they accept more. And then, like, once they find out, like, okay, how many spots do we have left? And they, like, accept another group of people and, like, another group of people. And, like, you know, it's not saying that, like, you have to apply the first day application shop. Obviously, I think that is better in my scenario. I applied towards the end because I had no idea and I still got accepted. But I also applied for my second college program the first day applications dropped, and it was a very long waiting game. And I think it was honestly because I was like, okay, like, I know I want to move to Florida after I graduate. I don't want to be stuck at home. I don't want to have to find a job at home and, like, you know, stay there for the rest of my life and get too comfortable. Like, I just want to move to Florida, figure it out when I get there. And, like, I graduated a year early from school, so I really had, like, time to figure out what I was actually going to do. And yeah, like, so it was like a couple months of waiting for me from when I applied to when I actually got accepted. But yeah.
Okay. And now one thing that I don't think saw, like, on our little rundown. So now there's no age limit, right?
Mm-mm.
Like, as long as you're if you meet the qualifications for being in college, and that's how you see, like, some older CPs. So it's like, mm-hmm. if I were right now to enroll in college for, what month are we in? March? So I guess it would be summer. And I went for the summer. I could just apply and I would just be, like, the old man of the group.
Yep. I remember there was a woman from Hawaii on my first college program. She worked at the Grand Floridian with me, and she was like in her 50s, I believe, and she was going to online school, and she, yeah, she was just doing the college program.
To me, that's awesome. Like, yeah. Honestly, if I had the time, like, if, you know, if I were in the middle of a journey right now and had some room to flip around, like, I feel like I would love to do that. Mm-hmm. I guess I probably wouldn't stay there because I'm about a decade older than most people who would be there. So there would be some disparity in culture, I think, and certain, you know, plenty of things. But like to just be in that culture seems like it'd be so cool.
There was, I remember one of my friend groups on my first CP, like there was an older woman who like was doing the college program, and she lived in college program housing with them. It was a little odd dynamic, but like, you know.
Okay, so did she ever talk to you about that? Like, did you ever hear stories of like how that did or didn't function?
Oh yeah, more along the lines of didn't function, just because it's just like
she wasn't like a den mother. Yeah, it was like
you know, you're a grown person and you're living with like gap. Yeah, you're living with like 18 and 19 year olds. It's like I don't think that works or anywhere unless you're like your parent, but I don't know.
So like speaking of housing, then
yeah.
I have a question about it, which I'm sure you're going to answer a lot, but I know that they take out a certain amount of money from your paycheck to cover rent. Can you opt to not live in CP housing and just do your own thing with people that you find?
Yes. So and you're not forced to live. No, not at all. And so I have had experience with both. My first college program, I lived in college program housing, and there are four different options. Vista Way, which is notorious.
For
everything and anything. Chatham Square, the Patterson, and the Commons. And like the Commons is like, you know, the nicest, and so is Patterson. And honestly, I lived in Chatham and I think Chatham was the best, but I'm biased. Molly.
Commons. We had the mansions.
Yeah, I know. I wish
what
I lived
in. What does that mean?
They're just like so nice.
We had laundry in our apartment.
Yeah, that was like the luxury.
Were the Commons like are those newer? Is that the case?
They're originally only for international students. And then a few sessions before mine, they opened up to everybody.
Yeah.
Huh. That's kind of awesome to know.
Yeah.
Do they take out more rent if you're in that one or the same rent no matter what?
Maybe like $10 more.
It's a little more expensive.
Okay, so
yeah,
that's good. At least they're a little fair.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay to do your laundry?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, have it included in your rent. Pay
Dude,
separately.
They are. Hey, they're even getting your quarters in the machines.
Oh, yeah.
Lord. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, on my second college program, I opted to not live in housing, and I got my own apartment.
Live?
Downtown.
Remember?
My old apartment.
I thought you were. Oh, you weren't a cast member at the time?
Yes, I was.
He was, but he was CP.
No, I know. So, right, you were a college program, not a cast member.
I said college program, didn't I?
Oh, I know, but in my head, I always thought you were just a cast member. I didn't realize you were on a program.
Oh, no,
well,
yeah.
At the time, I'm sure I knew, but as time goes on.
That was my second program.
The memory changed
when I was,
a little bit.
Yeah, I did vacation planning.
Baldwin Park.
Yeah, Baldwin Park.
I thought I guess I didn't realize that he was a CP at the time. I just assumed he had gotten a job. And then, were you ever a cast member? Or did you turn that CP to work here?
So, no. I had to end my second college program because I went third. It's weird because, like, I went third party with Disney working at Test Track.
Redacted.
Oh my god.
Trigger warning, anyone who works at Test Track.
Well, it wasn't really Test Track.
It was GM, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Redacted.
Yeah. So I, like, if you're going to go third party, still, like, with Disney, like, they require you to self-term. And they don't consider it a promotion because you're technically working for a different company, but still with the company. It's weird.
So, wait, did you finish your second program?
No, I did it for halfway. I did like three and a half months of it.
And then to go work for a third party.
Yeah, but there was like
and
no
then
gap
we stole
in employment.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got you over here. Okay, what else about housing can you tell
I have a question.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Did that make you restricted rehire?
No.
They didn't care?
Uh-uh. Cool. Because I ended on good, like, I, like... It was totally cool.
It's like lateral, I guess, because
it was just like, you know, I'm just got a job making more money still at Disney.
Still,
but
yeah. Working I was for just green ID. In some way.
Good to know. Okay. How about going backwards a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Fees that you incur moving in, because is there like a safety deposit, like an apartment, or like?
I know there are. I think there's two different fees. I think there is a security deposit for your apartment, I believe, and also general college program fees, which they are kind of expensive. I think they're a couple hundred dollars, if I remember correctly. So that is something to keep
fees
in mind.
For doing the college program?
Yeah, because like,
if you're gonna
actually take advantage of like what the college program is supposed to be, like taking classes. Like going to
was free.
They typically are. I think one of mine was $25 because of supplies that they needed for us to be able to use for the class. But typically they are free, I believe. So it's like the courses that you are allowed to enroll in, the different college program housing events that they put on, and they put on like a lot of them. I did not go to any of them though, so I honestly can't speak about that because just not my vibe personally.
Do you know what some of them were?
Yeah, like they would have like special character meet and greets, and I honestly should have gone to this because
why would you not do that?
I don't know. I just like was doing so much other, like I was just going to the parks all the time. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna have
that
fun.
Sounds so fun.
Yeah. But yeah, they had like Maleficent come meet one time. I should have went to that, but I also think I was working during that time, so I think I couldn't have gone to that. They did like, what is it called? Starlit Splash at Typhoon Lagoon.
Formal is during the fall. Uh-huh. Starlit Splash is during the spring.
Yeah, I think Starlit Splash was during I was in spring. And that's like where you get to go to Typhoon Lagoon. I didn't go to that. I don't know. Like I
did you go to formal?
No. I didn't go to any of those. I didn't go to graduation. I got my graduation years and I just like, I don't know. I was just not about it. I was having too much fun to like go to like these actual. I don't know. I just
that's a valid point of view. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's others as well.
Was all that stuff free?
Yeah,
because you paid the fees.
Yeah,
when you got there.
It's like you get like graduation ears, like they look like the regular like mouse like ear hats, like the black ones. They just have like a tassel on the top. So yeah, you know, you're just like paying for all that like general stuff.
I feel like I would definitely have taken advantage of
me
all
too.
Of that. That's like very much like because I missed
the
college experience.
I just felt like, I mean, it's bad to say, but I just felt like I was on like vacation kind of because I was just like, I just had the mentality of like every time I've ever been to Disney on vacation, like, oh, I'm not going to like, when I come on like on vacation or when I used to come on vacation all the time or like every other year, we would go to the parks for a couple hours like at night, like we wouldn't really even go during the day because we'd be by the pool and then just like vibe, like it, like nothing was ever crazy.
Not a phone in sight.
Yeah, like
well,
it, just vibing.
You had a great location.
Yeah, like I that's another thing too. It's like
you had a great location.
Some of these things happened at night, and for the better half of my first college program, I was working at Citrico's at the Grand Floridian, and I was a host there, and they're only open for dinner, so I only ever worked from like 5 or 6 till like maybe 11 at most. I really had like short shifts. Excuse me. And like, I don't know. I just had a pretty normal schedule. Like I would, for the first part, I like had the same days off every week. Like I was just like living life. Then Victorian Albert's is right next door to Citrico's. And they poached me and I worked there as a reservationist. And I was working backstage in like business casual clothing.
Were you really?
Yeah, like I didn't have a costume. Yeah.
Did you like that?
Uh-huh.
Or did you rather be with people and talking to people face to face making magic?
I definitely would prefer that. I think I enjoyed my time there. And I will probably leave it at that.
Okay.
I don't know. It was just like a totally different dynamic. It's like I sat at a desk and only ever talked to people on the phone. I had like my phone voice. It just like was all very robotic to me in the sense of like, okay, like I'm calling to, someone's calling me. They want to make a reservation. I try and make them a reservation. If not, put them on a wait list, something like that. Otherwise, we call like to confirm their reservations, get all of their like food allergies and stuff and make their menus and stuff. So it was all very like routine and mechanical. And I only ever like got to like talk to like my two coworkers.
Is your phone voice your podcast voice?
No, much worse. So
can you do it?
Picture,
can you do
no.
It?
Let's please. Go. I don't know. Please, I think
please. Ring, ring, ring.
No, I don't know. I have buried that spiel like so far at the back of my brain, if not have erased it completely, because it's just, I can't. So I couldn't do it. But yeah, both of them were equally.
I want to relive some trauma today.
Yeah. Can't say the same, but.
So, okay, I have a question about housing too.
Yeah.
Let's say you get roomed with someone who you're just like, I hate this person. Yeah. Like we do not get along. Like that's okay. That's normal. We're all human beings. Not everyone's meant to get
laughing.
Along.
Is that like is that often the case?
Like let's say it's like frequently. Bad. Like not just like this person annoys me, but like there is some big beef. Like can you go to management, whoever you talk to, and be like,
are there RAs like in college?
This is not good. Like I don't feel good living here. Like in this situation.
I'm very so. I think. Short answer, I think yes. Molly, correct me if I'm wrong. I think if there's like an actual like problem, things aren't working out, you've tried to work it out, like you can, if there is room,
like real stuff,
like relocate to another apartment. And, you know, I think you're obviously like depending on where you are then put, if you're put into a room that is different, accommodates a different number of people. It could be a different, you know, rent rate that you're paying, I believe.
Because you live in the same room with someone else, right?
More often than not, yes, there are different options. There is, like, a three-person, three-bedroom option, which I think is, like, the most expensive. And you each have your own room and you pay more.
I would have to do that. Yeah, I would.
That's the thing. Like,
I couldn't not have my own room.
Like, more often than not, like, pretty much every... Like, most people that I know and most of my friends on the college program were all, like, six people, three bedroom. Like, they each had an immediate roommate plus, like, five additional people. And, you know, there is, like, I've just heard way too many stories of, like, there are sometimes roommates who self-term, which is always, like, obviously personal and could be for whatever reason it is. You know, some people, it just doesn't work out sometimes. And other times could be a forceful termination of, you know, maybe they like maybe someone who like didn't obey the housing rules and some like, you know, for whatever reason, whatever it was. And then like they are then asked to leave. And then sometimes someone else can be brought in and to fill that spot if it is needed. Obviously, like in the case of like someone relocating, that's where they would put them. I on my first program when I had a roommate, I met him at the Disney Club at my school through mutual friends. We were both applying for the same program, and we both requested each other when it came time that we were both accepted, and like our housing selection process began. And that's where you get to rank literally every different possible housing option that you can have, whether it's one of the four apartment complexes and also the different room styles. We requested each other as roommates. You can opt to go random. You can find people in one of the Facebook groups that there are. And if you guys like all connect, or like maybe like you just like each other and like think, oh, let's like try, still no guarantee that you'll actually get each other. Honestly, even if you request each other, they can still choose to not honor your request if they can't make it happen. Hmm. I was able to room with the one guy from my college, and we had two person one bedroom. So we were on like the very high end of the rent option, but
so it was just you.
Yeah, it was just me and him.
Whoa.
And it like for the most part, it worked out perfect. Like we both worked at the Grand. We had opposite schedules. Like, so we really never saw each other too much. And then, to be very honest, he ended up, while he was on the college program, I think this was after he graduated, he did his. So he was applying for professional internships with Disney, which we'll probably talk about in a little bit. And he got one for guest relations. And then if you get a professional internship or another role with Disney, only college program participants are allowed to live in the housing. I think they honestly do. I think there are some professional interns, though, that are able to live in college program housing, because I remember some international professional interns on my program were in guest relations, and they were living, I believe, in Chatham as well, where I lived. And, you know, I don't know what that, how that happened or what that was all about, but that is kind of an option. But typically they have you, like,
move out right away.
Move out. So they didn't fill his spot, and I had my own apartment, same rent rate for like 3 months. So I was like, vibing.
But see, I've heard that happen more times than not. Like, I have some PI friends who live in PI housing, and one of them like got a job and immediately like, okay, you have to get out. You can't live there. And so it was four guys in a house, two of them each like sharing a room. The one guy got a job. So the other guy for the rest of the internship had his own place while the other two roommates are paying the same price that he was paying for rent.
I would literally be applying for jobs on my roommate's behalf. Like, I'd be like, dude, this acceptance letter from the Wendy's
so random.
There,
this came in.
Oh, dude, sorry. You're going to have to get out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it worked out fine. But yeah, that definitely is something to think about.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I'm not speaking much this episode, because I'm literally just absorbing everything Joe is saying, because this is such an interesting topic for me. Because I feel like normally every week we're talking about things that we know, and I always have so much to say. But having nothing to say and being able to hear all this, I literally wish I could go back and do this, because it's just so cool, like, to have that like in your repertoire of experience.
And this I know the answer to, but for anyone who doesn't know, like, you can come here without your car, and they can have all the transportation taken care of for work purposes alone, right?
Yes.
What, do you gotta get like a work permit or something, a parking permit?
No, so you can take your car down here, and then you do need a permit for your car.
But if you don't have it.
Yeah, then if you don't have one, like, I didn't come down with a car. My roommate did, you know, which was fine, but I never really carpooled with him too much. Just because we work different shifts, and I used the infamous Transtar buses pretty religiously. Like, I, you know, and I they get a lot of like backlash, and a lot of people, and rightfully so.
My bus caught on fire.
That is.
Molly's bus caught on fire.
That is something that can happen.
Wait, how? What kind of, like, big fire?
That is something
tiny
that can
fire.
Happen. Like, that happens often.
I mean, things go wrong with those
it
buses a lot.
We were on our way to formal, and it caught on fire. He had to drive back to the complex, and another bus had to pick us up.
He drove back while it was on fire?
While it's burning, just driving down.
Wait, what part of it was on fire?
The back. I don't know. They literally just were like, oh, the bus is on fire. We gotta go back.
Could you imagine, like, something occurring so frequently that you're not fazed when your vehicle's on fire? You're just like, all right, we'll just turn around, even though we will not get off this flaming bus. Honestly, it sounds like Mad Max.
For me, I never had a bad experience. And here's the thing. Like, I would always take, like, I would always take the bus. If I was going to work, I would always take not the one that would, like, be there, kind of should get me there on time. I would take the one right before that and just get to work early. And I would just, you know, sit in the break room and just, like, vibe for a little while.
Can you use them just to go to the park?
Oh, yeah.
You're allowed to? That's okay thing to do.
I will say I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but I do believe that, like, people, cast members or college program cast members who are going to work, I think, kind of have, like, first priority. Like, so I don't know if that's right. Maybe not. Maybe it's more of a, like, personal, like, oh, like, just be nice, considerate, yeah, like, kind of thing. But, like, you know, people have to go to work, and, like, if you're, you know, you can wait for the next bus to, like, but
how often do they come?
They come pretty frequently. Actually, no, I don't think they come pretty frequently. I think there was, like, a pretty large gap in between, like, the bus that I knew would get me there early and the bus that I knew that would be, like, pushing it. And in those situations, if I missed the one that I, like, would have gotten me there early, 9 times out of 10, I would just Uber to work, because I was just not going to risk it. And honestly, for, like, less than $10, I was like, whatever. And I will say, if you're going to use the Transtar buses for fun, like, they are not convenient if you're like once you're on Disney property and then going to take them to other parts of Disney property. Once you get on property, just take
the normal resort buses
or any sort of Disney transportation and then find your way home at the end of the day.
I knew a girl who she bought like a really cheap used car when she got here and then just sold it at the end of it. And, like, really didn't lose a lot of money on it. I don't know if that helps anyone. Hmm. But, yeah, she just took, like, a small loss because it wasn't worth much in the first place. But yeah. She had one for her program. You know, I'm sure she lost out on having to register it and all that and insuring it. But, you know, I guess if your situation allows for it, that's an option.
Hmm. Also, I just had a minor brain blast about housing. When you're applying as well, there is a question about whether or not you are going to live in a wellness versus non-wellness apartment. No?
They don't do that anymore.
OT. That is big T. Why?
I don't know, but they said they just don't.
Just everyone's turning up.
Whoa. All right.
What does
right.
that mean, wellness or not?
So wellness is 21 and under. I mean, under 21. So there is no alcohol. Well, I mean, it's just basically an alcohol prohibited apartment. Non-wellness, you are allowed to have alcohol in that apartment. So if anybody in the apartment is, I believe anybody who's in the apartment in a wellness apartment, even if you are like above 21, you are still not allowed to drink in that apartment.
In the apartment.
Yeah. So like my roommate, like We lived in a wellness apartment because I was under 21 at the time, but my roommate was over 21. He like could not bring alcohol into the apartment.
Oh my gosh.
Because it could have like if someone like came in or like if, you know, something happened, God forbid, like, you know, like we would both be in trouble.
Imagine not being able to smash a nice lemon White Claw at the end of a long day.
Yeah, could not be me.
Okay, so wait, here's a question. If you say you're 21 and older and you want to be in non-wellness, mm-hmm. also, like, the funny, like, psychological non-wellness naming of it, like, you're not well, which is just, like,
right.
That's another conversation to have. Could you say I'm 21, I want a non-wellness, but not get it?
I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
So wait, are they all alcohol prohibited or are none of them alcohol prohibited?
It's, you just don't register it like we used to. I think they still play by the rules but I think it's like before. Oh. I had a friend who was termed because one person in her apartment had alcohol, so the whole apartment was termed.
Yeah.
And they were all under 21?
No.
Oh, one of them. Just no. Someone was under 21.
One person was drinking, so they all got termed.
Yeah.
I think they are getting rid of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it used to be like crazy. Like, there were like, you know, it's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
That happened a lot.
Whoa.
And it's like you could truly like have done nothing wrong. And it was just your roommates.
Someone, yeah.
Could you imagine if they put me in a wellness apartment if I got in the college program as a 28-year-old person? Hmm. And like, sorry, dude.
Well, and that's like another reason why like me and my roommate were like only wanted to like just have each other was because like he did a college program before I did and he had like issues like that. And it's just like not worth it. It's like I don't want to like have someone else ruin my like internship because of something that dumb. I don't know.
And so well then, did we say like there are RAs then?
There are not.
So who's like policing the alcohol and what's in your apartment? Who?
Like, Sages? Basically, like, kind of like.
Do you have inspections or?
There is an inspection.
Oh, okay,
they weren't so. Like very routine. Could be snitches. That is a very real.
I've heard that.
Very
I've
real.
Heard that.
Yeah. And honestly, like, this is kind of. It's harder, but like in the trash, like if you're like, if they are seeing that you're like throwing out like, you know, bottles of alcohol, I don't know how, because like sometimes I would see it like in our, like out, like in the dumpsters, but like you have no way of knowing who put that there.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, who did it. Yeah.
But you know, that could be a possibility. It. Yeah.
Before we move on to the next part, I do want to quickly put a, ask like, where do you find people on Facebook for like roommates and like 15 seconds.
Literally, like, groups. There's a Walt Disney World cast member Facebook group, mm-hmm. Roommate Finder. Great for
so
selling furniture as well. Fun fact, yes. and there's
Joe has
also
a new business where he just sells all of his belongings on Facebook.
Yeah. DM for inquiries.
So you just basically search those programs or search those groups on Facebook and they'll come up?
Yeah, like Sweet. You can type in the program term you're looking for and just like it just comes right up.
Perfect. Yeah. Cool. Just in case some people didn't know. Yeah. They wanted to find out. All right, let's talk about work life. Now, I feel like you had a great role.
Yes.
Like, I feel like you had the dream role. Like, you were indoors. Mm-hmm. You were in a fancy schmancy place. Out of curiosity, this is, I don't know if this is helpful at all, but I'm just curious, what did you do every day?
Okay, so a couple different things. In my first role when I was a host, very simple. Well, actually, there are a couple of different tasks that you can have as a seater. So you have like your seater responsibilities of like once a ticket is printed out, like comes up that the table has been assigned and you bring the guests to their table,
right?
Sit them down,
right?
You know, place the menus, whatever. You also have the greeter position that you can be assigned, where you check guests in, you possibly make them a reservation if there are availability, and then that's pretty much your job. That was my favorite one. There's an assigner position. I was trained on this maybe for like half a day, and I was terrified. I just couldn't do it. Like they knew to like not assign it to me, like not to like have me do that, because I just would have like messed everything up. You assign guests to their tables, and I will now, so little tangent, my mom like is very much the type of person who if she gets sat in like a table that like is in not an ideal part of the restaurant, she wants to move and ask for a different table. That is a nightmare. And that is like they assign tables in like order of like the server section so that the server like has like is not overloaded. Yeah. And it's just like a whole like method. And I just could not wrap my brain around it. So I never did it. But other than that, like we would roll silverware.
I was say like when you get clear into work, tables what's your if we prep, had. What's your
dude,
prep
you're
work?
Doing side that work. Was it. Yeah. You're like doing side work. Restaurant side work.
Yeah. So like pretty much just
God,
like that.
This is a dream role.
It was so easy. Like, and after like the big wave of like reservations comes through, like you could just be chilling for like honestly a while, like just doing some side work, like maybe clearing tables if it's really busy. But other than that, like,
did you guys have bussers or did servers bus their own tables?
They typically did. We also had, I think there were bussers. But, like, if it got really busy and if there was, like, a ton of, like, reservations coming in that night, or we had the monorail highway in the sky dine around, which Citrico's is a stop for, then it would be, like, that was, like, crazy. I remember that. It was just, like, so many people coming in at one time. It was just a mess. But also, it seemed like a lot of fun. But, yeah, that's
so
what that
was like.
So then
how many days, I know you told us your hours, how many days a week did you have to work?
I typically worked 6 days a week.
Is that standard for pretty much all CPs?
No, it really just depends because like my friends who are working in Magic Kingdom would get like 13-hour shifts. And I was like, there are not 13 hours for me to work at this restaurant. It's like, I couldn't, like, there was just no option for me to be doing that.
What time, how, they didn't keep you through closing, right?
What do you mean?
Because when you were seating, like once you, because you can't seat after 10 o'clock.
Right. So we would just do
did
like.
They cut or?
I mean, sometimes rare, like not really, because we would just do like side work again. I think there was the option. Oh my God, GT, which is general teller, it's another responsibility of like the seater, and that was along with the signer, and I did not ever do it. I got trained on it for one day. It was like giving the servers their tips at the end of the night, and like. Balancing.
Oh, like a bank teller.
Oh my God, it was like a nightmare. I like if you can mess it up drastically, you have to drop the money at the end of your No. I do not do that. And that you could be there till like 2 o'clock in the morning doing that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So basically, but like, is there a minimum of days you have to work or is it hours?
On the college program, they say that I think you're guaranteed a certain amount of hour. Pretty much you're guaranteed a certain amount of hours because you have to be able, they have to have enough money to take out your rent out of your paycheck. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So that was that.
I knew someone that ended up owing once.
Oof.
Back in the day. like called out of every, or didn't call out, traded every shift out.
That was,
and like just took advantage was obviously not the way you want to do things. And this is actually like, as this happened, as soon as that term was over, that was when there was no shift trades allowed anymore. So this was like, you know, just a couple years ago.
That was,
they owed money on the rent of the house.
So like as a cast member, if you're full-time or part-time, you can trade your shifts, give them away, yeah. Like just put it up, someone can take it, and then you're off for the day without getting a point. But now with CPs, they can't, like, at all. There's
You can trade like, okay, for the same amount of hours on a different day. I think Dom had a very big part in all of that because he, like, never worked. He gave away every single shift. And literally,
literally had no idea Dom was a CP.
He did the year before I did. And he literally never worked. Like he is like very much so part of that exact reason. And it's like very much so known when, like, anytime we go in the Emporium and he sees his old cast members, like they literally say, like, some of their managers are there, like, yeah, like Dom is like the reason, like, that is like not allowed anywhere. They literally tell like new CPs at the Emporium about Dom, about like the kid who like gave away every shift and never get, and like that's why they're not allowed to do it anymore. But yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, so you can trade shifts, but you have to have like the same amount of hours so, like, that you were delegated.
If we're both CPs
on the schedule initially.
Yeah. You can CPs, trade with a full-time cast member too.
Yeah, yeah. Because I would have, when I was a part-time, CPs would pick up my shifts all the time. Yeah. They were loving getting my shifts. I was probably in the Dom category as well. And so CPs were just living for that. But like, let's say you wanted to go to the Ariana Grande concert, yeah, on Friday, we got a shift, and so I couldn't just pick yours up. I'd have to give you one of mine,
right,
from a CP, and then you'd, yeah, I'd take yours.
Cool. You have to find someone with the day off that you want, and
where
then
you're not already working, yeah, and you, yeah, know. Wow.
But
it's a little more complicated.
I worked typically 6 days a week because I just didn't get that long of a shift. So my shifts were like 6 hours. I worked six times a week, 36 hours. Nothing crazy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're getting close here. I think, you know, our last few things are going to be extensions and the return to the homeland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also, so, yeah, you've talked about your social life a little bit. Like, you had a lot of time to go to the parks every day, so mm-hmm, that's fun.
I would go to the parks pretty much, like, all the time before my shift, like, and then just go to work at the end of the day.
That's good.
Yeah. But, yeah, as far as, like, extensions go, I don't know. I never experienced that because I didn't really have the option to extend. I went back to to finish college after my first college program, which is very, like, not fun. I mean, it's like, here's the thing. Like, I always advocate for going back home and finishing school. Or there are a lot of people who just transfer to UCF. Which is fine if, I mean, you know, it depends because a lot of times if you want to get all your credits, like, that you've worked for, like, so a lot of times they won't all transfer to UCF from what I've heard. But I always advocate for going back to school because chances, like, it's just, like, Disney and, like, the college program and working for Disney is, like, literally always, like, it's going always to be an option. It's always going to be there. It's really not, like, too difficult to be reaccepted for, like, another similar, like, operations, like, theme park role if you have already done the college program, especially if you're applying for another college program, like, after you graduate, like I did. Like, I've already done another one. The phone interview for that conversation was very much so, like, oh, how is your experience? Like, you know, what are you looking forward to coming back? Like, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it's just, like, the kind of thing that, like, it's always going to be there. Just, like, you know, it works more in your favor, I would say, to go back and finish school if that's an option for you. And to just do it that way. If you do extend and you either don't go back to school or you transfer to school or you go back to school at a later time, they will contact you. They will, Disney will, like, put out, like, their, you know, like, oh, now is the time to start applying for extensions and stuff like that. I don't think you are guaranteed to have the same role or location during your extension. I think that's kind of a case-by-case thing from what I've heard. And also, like, your extension... you can also then opt to just, like, apply for a full-time or part-time job or mm-hmm. seasonal, which does happen, that a lot of people do. If you don't want to extend, because you can only extend one time up to, like, a full year, I believe, okay. for your program. And after that, then they have you leave and or find a full-time or part-time job with the company. But... you can also, like I touched on earlier with my roommate who got a professional internship during our program, you can be applying for jobs while you are still on your college program, like with Disney. And if you are still like within the Walt Disney Company with like a blue ID, it's kind of considered a promotion if you get another job. So you just like, you know, you don't like have to term, you're no longer allowed to stay in college program housing. So you have to find your own housing. But yeah, like that's how that kind of goes.
So then I know people who have done PIs without having to do the college program. What made you choose the college program instead of applying for an internship? Like, what's the big difference when you're thinking about the two?
I think I wanted to do the college program more because it's kind of like everybody says that it's like kind of a very like lateral thing where like you know you start like at the bottom, what's essentially the bottom, and then like work your way up. So I, like in my mind, I always had it like set like okay, college program, then professional internship, then like you know like a full time role, whether it be you know in a professional setting or like in a you know in the parks. And that's just how I kind of always saw it. Mm-hmm. It just kind of helps to have done a college program before applying for a professional internship because there are certain PIs that require that you have done a college program mm-hmm. or have worked with the company previously. Also, it just honestly helps that you've worked for the company mm-hmm. beforehand because you're kind of like know how things run and what it's all about. And I think it was just all like, it was just like, I think it would have been probably too much for me to be doing while I was also like planning to go back to school because with a professional internship, there's obviously no guarantee that after your internship is over, you're going to transition into a full-time professional role.
Yeah, definitely not.
But like, you know, that is definitely a possibility. And I think that if I had done a professional internship while I was still in college, then like, if I would have gotten like a job opportunity, a professional role, like full time or an extension or something like that, I think it would have just been like a slippery slope where I probably in that sense would not have wanted to go back mm-hmm. to school because it's like, oh, I have like a professional job now. Like, why am I going to go back to school?
That's basically all my friends right now. Yeah. I have a bunch of PI friends and it's kind of the same thing. Like yeah. Either they get the second internship, so they stay, they still haven't gone back, or like a few of them have gotten jobs.
Yeah.
And they're just doing the job, yeah. You know?
And then you're kind of stuck. But, like, there is, like, the Disney Aspire program, which I've had some of my coworkers at when I worked at Hollywood Studios in vacation planning for my second college program who were full-time, and they were doing that where Disney was paying for their education, mm-hmm. Which is really great. And it's, like, something I'm hearing more and more people or, like, more and more of my, like, ex-coworkers, like, having the opportunity to do, like they're going back and getting their master's through Disney, which is kind of crazy.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So definitely a lot of different options if you want to stay in school.
So overall, are you very happy you did the college program?
100%. I don't think I would have been able to move to Florida or fully known that I wanted to live here if I didn't do it. Like I always had like, oh, like I'm going to move to Florida one day. But, like, this was kind of, like, the way I got to be able to do it. And it's just, like, it's much easier to, like, you know, find out what you want to do when you're living here. Mm-hmm. And just figure it out as you go if that's, like, something that's in the cards for you. If you're, like, able to do that.
I got my phone.
Oh.
I was trying to scroll to see if we were missing anything while you were talking.
I saw that go down.
And I dropped my phone. I was going to leave it down there. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you did it. That
was
amazing.
Yeah. Joe, you were so well spoken. That was such a good episode. Thank you. Did you. So good. Literally, you just spoke this entire time, and it was great. Mm. I love listening to every second of it. Mm. That was awesome.
Yeah, I feel like I learned a lot. I feel like I had a preconceived, like, how I felt about the college program. People I've talked to, people I've worked with. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I learned a lot about it.
Also really different. Cool. I feel like any CP I've ever heard from are more like the party type. So it's like their experience was intentioned differently. And, you know, so you get a whole different perspective. But this was such a, like,
you knew what you wanted. You knew why you were coming. Mm-hmm. I'm very clear about all that. And so
great for anyone applying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you gave everyone a lot of good, like, tips ahead of time. So, I mean, good job, Joe.
God, good job, Joe. Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We're really excited to get to do this, especially because we have our CP alumni shirts dropping this week, which we're all wearing right now. If it's on YouTube, you can see it. If this is podcast,
go to our website and check it out.
Yep, get over there and check it out. Don't forget, you can always use Oh Boy the Podcast in our store, thelostbros.com. That'll get you a discount. Sorry, that's the discount code, Oh Boy the Podcast. Should have said it that way. That's it. We are excited to wrap this up. We hope you guys learned everything you need to know about the college program. And if you have any questions, please feel free to DM us or DM Joe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone just DM Joe.
Well, yeah, you know, don't so DM Joe. I don't know. It's not like me and Lex are going to be able to answer any of your questions.
And then next week on our episode, we're going to discuss what Cody and what Lex is doing during our college years since we didn't go to college. That's what we'll be discussing next week.
I need to go on a different podcast for that. I don't know who.
I was raising babies. That's what I was doing.
Me too, but I was the baby. I was raising me. So, all right. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week. And let us know in the comments about your CP experience. Are you applying? Are you about to? Are you coming for it? What role did you have? Pretty much you can tell us anything, and we just want to read it all. So that's it. We will catch up with you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
So long. Fireworks begin. I hear it. My head. I'm hoping that it never ends.